Welcome back to Street Level. The fine art gallery business is a dangerous game. Galleries close with more frequency than restaurants. But the recent closings of two popular downtown galleries, the Fields Gallery and the announced closing of the Olive Gallery, caught the attention of many local artists, not only for the loss of prime exhibition space, but in the case of the Olive, the loss of a venue that exhibited the works of younger, edgier, more experimental artists. The closings prompted a lively discussion in the comments section of Leslie Von Holten's art blog on Lawrence.com, which in turn prompted local artist and arts commissioner Dave Lowenstein to call an informal meeting at his studio last week. Over 24 members of the art community showed up, ranging from the director of the Spencer Museum to the promoter of the Lawrence Art Walk, from the gallery director of the Lawrence Art Center to the president of the Lawrence Art Guild, as well as many concerned local artists and citizens. And while this meeting was essentially an overview and an introduction, the primary concerns were increasing the visibility of Lawrence as an art market, thereby increasing sales by local artists. Most importantly, this meeting was quite possibly the first time that many of these people had been in the same room together to discuss a common topic. Here are some highlights from that two-hour meeting.
Hi, I'm John Wysocki, that's spelled W-Y-S-O-C-K-I. I've been involved with the art scene enough for a couple of decades, an ex-president of the Lawrence Art Guild. I run the annual Lawrence Art Walk Studios, Open Studios event every year. Going to regurgitate the Lawrence Art Market Art Fair series at the Depot next year. And I've also just recently started an online forum called thecenterforart.com.
All right.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Horsch, and I'm new to the art scene in Lawrence.
Welcome.
Laura Kimball.
K.T. Walsh.
Leslie Von Holten.
Yeah, and you do some writing about
it. I write the art blog for Lawrence.com.
All right.
Linda Baranski, I'm the president of the Lawrence Art Guild.
Mm-hmm. Laurie Culling, past president and co-president of the Art Guild, founder of Phoenix Gallery downtown. What else have I done? Lots.
I'm Diana Dunkley. I'm a local artist and an artist advocate.
Michael Krieger, I teach at KU in the art department.
Aaron Marable, I paint pictures.
Scott Volker, resident.
I'm Sarah Lynn Reese Hardy. I work at the Spencer Museum of Art.
My name is Rick Mitchell. I'm the gallery director at the Lawrence Art Center. Mm-hmm.
John Reeves, I'm a Lawrence Arts Commissioner.
I'm Laura Jost, a local artist.
My name is Tyler Harbert, and I'm here on behalf of the Lawrencian tonight.
I'm Jake Vail. I also write for the Lawrencian and work at the library.
Huh? I'm Jay Phoenix, and I'm an artist and a musician here in Lawrence.
I'm Sandra McCann. I'm a student at Washburn University at BFA.
John Allen, manager at the Olive Gallery and affiliated with the Red Balloon To Do.
Mm-hmm. Janie Hammerschmidt, also a manager at the Olive Gallery, also affiliated with the Red Balloon To Do. Howard Callahan, local artist, musician.
Andy Stowers, I work with Hemu Theater.
All right.
Megan Helm, preschool music teacher, writer.
Karen Mathis, I'm coordinating the print studio at the Art Center.
Sarah McManus, and I care.
What we want to do initially is just have an overview of the scene that we have now and the decay of the scene that we have now, which has brought us all together. Specifically, the Olive Gallery and the closing of Fields within the space of 4 weeks has got a lot of people concerned.
The Olive is going away at the end of February. That's when our lease runs out. The Olive has always been backed by an investor, so it's never really been able to stand on its own 2 feet. The sales have never been able to generate enough money to actually keep it afloat without the investor providing us an allowance, essentially, like every month. So he's pulling the plug, and that's the end of it, basically. So. Yeah, basically, we've had some shifts in power over the years, you know. Like, it was originally started by Bailey Marable. She was Bailey Kivett at the time. Jill Kleinhans and Gene Marsh was the investor. Bailey left. Jill took it over. then Janie and I as employers took over managing because Jill moved to Los Angeles. Then at that point, Gene said, I'm cutting the funding, nothing personal, you know, but so me and Janie are kind of like putting it to sleep.
Right. Now on the other side of the coin, thank you, John. We've got the Lawrence Arts Center. And Rick, what do you think of all this? A lot of people have said that we're making a big to-do over nothing here, these situations. What do you think?
Well, I think the market, the Lawrence buyer. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it isn't. It's my laryngitis. So I apologize for that. I'll try to speak up. And the heater, too, maybe a little bit. I don't think Lawrence is not a very big town, and it's got lots of artists in it. And I don't think that the local market can support very many artists. I think that's the bottom line. Any gallery, commercial gallery that's working, has to be focusing on selling work out of town as well as in town. I think that part of that can be online sales. Part of it needs to be just contacting people in bigger cities and bigger markets and getting the work out. And I think that could happen in Lawrence. I think there could be a viable commercial gallery, but it's going to take exactly the right person to do it. Somebody who's really willing to develop an online sales aspect and reach out outside of the Lawrence community to find buyers. As a representative of the Lawrence Arts Center, I would just say that in 1974, the Arts Center was formed in an environment not unlike the current one. And the idea was to have a place where local artists could show their work and that would be not dependent upon gallery sales, which were low then, just as they're low now. So the Art Center was formed as a nonprofit organization, and the way that it was sort of like a co-op. It was the gallery part of it was basically kind of founded by artists, including the Lawrence Art Guild as a founding group, and it was really supported. It was sort of like a co-op at that point in time because it was basically supported by artists, and it existed because the artists supported it. Sold a little bit of art. That's basically the same way it is now. It's an artist-supported gallery. I just wanted to report some statistics to give you some sense of what it is financially. The gallery sold last year, grossed $16,750 in art sales. That's for the entire year. And that's gross. 75% of that went right back out to the artists. So the Art Center made $4,000-some, which isn't, that's a whole year and we're open all the time. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be enough to support a commercial gallery for 1 month.
Mm-hmm. In downtown Lawrence.
In downtown Lawrence, right. That's right, and that's a significant statement. Mm-hmm. So I just, we do have a gallery shop last year in our sales shop, which is basically crafts. We represented 100 artists in that small space. You know, earrings, cards, small ceramics, things of that kind. We grossed $28,800 in the gallery shop. So we sold more small items like jewelry and cards and things like that than we did paintings or photographs or prints by a long shot. Again, we only made 25% of that, so our gallery shop netted $8,500, which is not enough to hire a person to run it, and that's why it runs on is run by volunteers. So I would say that the Art Center is successful. It's been going for 30-some years. We put up 15 to 16 shows a year. Last year, we showed over 1,000 area artists in one way or another in that space, including one-person shows. That doesn't include the gallery shop. It's just the gallery shows, group shows, and so forth. Over 1,000 local artists showed their work in the Art Center. But it's something that if the artists didn't support it, it wouldn't exist. There's one employee of the gallery program, and I just, full disclosure, that employee makes about the same amount as a public school teacher without benefits and works 12 months a year without summers off, and there's only one employee. So that's kind of the financial picture.
James Schaefer from Science of Life Gallery.
Well, it's expensive and difficult to build a commercial gallery. That's our goal. We've been in business 4 years. We're having growth every year. Our best month was actually a month ago. We sold about $17,000 worth of art in a month. We have some months where I sell like $1,000 worth. We have corporate clients that we're starting to build. Last show we brought in was try to get museum quality art in here, and that turned in some different kind of collectors. Museums purchased from us and a large private collection. Sprint Corporate Art Collection buys from us. They just bought two of Rick's photographs. So we're trying to get into different markets, but at the same time, you know, the postman who delivers our mail buys art from us and people from all walks of life. But it is, it's an expensive venture, but we're trying to build a small business, so you invest up front.
Do you do much active promotion outside of town? How do these people hear about you? How do they?
Yeah, that's a good question. Part of it, like we just sold a painting to a person in Detroit because one of the artists we brought in for that show, Midwest Reflections, was a nationally known artist. So through his website, she found one of the paintings that we had. So bringing in some, which I think is good. We show about half local and half, you know, regional, nationally known artists. So I think it's good for the local artists to pick up on some of that exposure, some of the relationship of their work to nationally known artists, or, you know, people have a bigger, whatever, customer base. But we don't advertise outside of Lawrence, as far as I know. I don't think we do.
The issue is how to promote this rich arts culture we have and get the word out to the rest of the nation, the world, whatever, and make Lawrence a great art town, a great art city. And what have we got? Dave, you're really good at this one.
Oh, well, you folks, you have this thing that I put together. I just wanted to sort of remind us all of what is here, and I'm sure I missed some things on this list. This is the second page. Current exhibition spaces, sort of starting with the galleries that I was aware of, and then going to spaces like restaurants and bars that show art, and then also the kinds of sort of one-of-a-kind art events that we have in town. There are probably other things here, but this is a pretty, it's a pretty good list, and clearly there's a lot of spaces being filled with art here. I thought it was good to remember that. Before we talk about what it is that's missing for us as a group, or what's missing in Lawrence as a town, so maybe that's where we need to go next, is to sort of suss out what it is that we feel like we don't have here that we want to have here.
Well, we've got a success story in the Lawrence Arts Guild already. You have successfully cultivated a membership.
Our membership is up to 260 artists now.
We've got a website.
We've developed a website with an online gallery that's free for our members. This year, we just have the statistics in from our holiday art fair, and this year alone, we've had, based on the 10% that we get from our two shows, mm-hmm. Holiday Art Fair and Art in the Park, the artists sold over $100,000 worth of artwork from those two fairs. So that was highly successful. We were really, you know, excited about that.
How many artists participated, do you think, in those two fairs?
We had 150 at Art in the Park and 70 at Holiday Art Fair this year. And one of the things that I really think that Lawrence is missing is something to bring all the arts groups together for a week-long festival. And it would be my vision that maybe at some point we could have a week-long river festival where the Art Guild might move their Art in the Park into that week. Maybe it would be in the summertime. Maybe KU, the symphony, would be playing music about the river. Maybe the Art Center would have a photography exhibit that would have to do with the Kansas River. And the whole focus would bring groups of people, bring tourists into Lawrence to buy the artwork. That kind of thing can support galleries because that's what they do in Santa Fe, in Taos, in Pueblo, and a lot of other cities that aren't much larger than Lawrence, and they're very successful with that.
Well, we look around the room, there's many people representing many different groups in here, and do you think that we're too splintered, that unity is...
I think that, yes, I think that a lot of us need to get together and work towards a common goal. You know, as artists, we're all very creative and we all want to go off in our own direction, but until the artists decide that it's important enough to unite to do one project together that will bring tourism in, I don't see how it can be successful.
Artist Aaron Marable.
We need a place to show work that is more than just, and I have nothing against, but like landscape work or things like that. We need something else because there's a lot more work being made out there. And to avoid provincialism, I think that we need to find a way to represent that too. And obviously, I don't think there's necessarily, I don't know that the taste of the pockets are here right now for that. So that might mean, you know, having a nonprofit or, I don't know, I'm sorry. That's sort of my two cents on that particular topic.
Community advocate KT Walsh.
My dream is that our culture would become so much more like some developing nations where art was a 24/7 part of everyone's life and their family and their food, and then that would take it out into the realm of everyday life and we wouldn't be thinking of it so much as product. But that doesn't help anybody buy food and pay the utility bills. So
arts writer Leslie Von Holten.
When I was writing in Kansas City and working in galleries in Kansas City, I was living in Lawrence, and I was always shocked at how few Lawrence people I would see in the Kansas City art scene. There is billions of dollars waiting to be spent on art in Kansas City. Yeah, the companies are buying art, the Nermans and the Polskys and the Cohens and the Oppenheimers. They're dying, the blocks, and I think that a lot of them have affection for Lawrence, like James Martin, who is at Sprint still. He's a graduate of KU, and that's why he's buying art in Lawrence, I think, now. And I think a lot of people just don't know that what's going on here. I think artists would be very smart to go to the new Nerman Museum, introduce yourself to Bruce Hartman. That new museum will always have a local artist show in the gallery, and as well as national shows, and Bruce knows people.
Do you think that a lot of it is we're just not putting out enough of an effort on our own to promote our artists, to promote themselves?
Yeah.
And those are just a lot of belly aching over...
Well, no, I think it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. And it's hard also to meet those people, and it's hard to do, you know, the wine and cheese dinners, and I think a lot of artists communicate through their art, and so the schmoozing, you have to schmooze also.
Artist and artist advocate Diana Dunkley.
One of the things that I have already initiated and hope to find some people who will help me with is encouraging the city to offer tax increment financing and encouragement for art-related businesses to come to this town, as they do with other industries mm-hmm. and businesses. And one of the ways that I see to do that is to somehow statistically indicate the sales tax that's lost and the revenue that's lost to our community because we sell our work outside of it.
Have you crunched any of those numbers?
No, but I need to. I'd like, but I don't, you know, the resources. Where do I start? Anybody here want to help me?
Spencer Museum of Art Director Sarah Lynn Reese Hardy.
Well, I'm struck by a couple of things because when KT, right, was talking, I was really starting to think about that because, you know, we have these models that work other places, kind of, you know. And I think it would be really interesting if we would take a deep look at what Lawrence really has and not try to turn into something else. But what would it be? I don't have the exact idea here, but maybe it's a month of open studios that we really promote where people, because it's a lack of confidence for a buyer sometimes. You know, lack of confidence, lack of knowing what the artist is up to so that they can actually, or lack of confidence to say, you know, I'm not going to have a yard this year. I'm going to invite an artist in, and I'm going to get in trouble over this. I'm not going to mow, but I'm going to invite a performance artist. Or I'm not going to join the book club this time. I'm going to pay a group of artists to come and, you know, to expand what it is that artists do so it isn't so tied to product, which I think that we, and I love objects, but the idea of what could we do in Lawrence that's authentic, unique, sustainable, builds on the fact that we've got so many incredible people here in a small population. But what is it that could be really special about that? So I've actually worked on festivals before, and they burn you down.
Oh, you get really tired.
And I just now came from Art Basel in Miami, and it's a trade show.
Yes.
So what is it we could do here that would have real meaning and helpfulness for as a kind of prototype? I don't have any answers, but I'd like to see us thinking about what are the multiple roles of artists in society? What do, you know, the fact that they're on city commissions and they give talks and they have expertise and they teach children and they offer insight. Maybe we just need to think about 100 ways to use an artist.
Writer Jake Vail.
You know, I get worried when I see everybody's eyes covered with dollar signs, and I think we need to explore more of an artful life. And following what Sarah Lynn just said, we have to think about what Lawrence is, what we have going for us already, and work with that. And I've heard conversations just like this in two other groups that are fairly similar, which makes me think we could work with those groups. One is environmentalists, and one is sustainable agriculture advocates. Mm-hmm. All three, artists, environmentalists, and sustainable agriculture advocates, are here in Lawrence. All three are trying to figure out what to do to remain strong. And why not bring them all together? Why not, you know, brag about what Lawrence is? We've already got that reputation. We shouldn't shy away from it.
Lori Culling, member of the Lawrence Art Guild and founder of the Phoenix Gallery.
But, you know, we've had Hand and Eye Gallery, Transmissions Gallery, Phoenix Gallery, Artists on Mass, Harvest of Art, Riverfront Gallery. You know, there's energy that all of these, the creative energy keeps surging up, and it is fresh and goes through the cycle, and then for whatever reasons it subsides. And then that new energy, you know, with new people, pushes it out again into a new form.
John Reeves, Lawrence Arts Commissioner.
Well, I haven't been here for very long. I've only been here for 2 years. And I come from Chicago and Houston prior to being here, where things are substantially different. Yes. They're bigger places. And in Houston, for real, everyone does still go out. You know, all the artists, all the musicians, everyone is really, it's a cohesive bunch of people. And I wonder about if there's any sort of model that anyone, you know, we've got all these ideas, if there's any model that anyone can think of that's similar to take parts of something a model being some other organization in the country.
There's plenty of models. There's soil, and I mean there's dozens and dozens.
Right.
But they all have two operative or one operative word: collective, cooperative.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's cooperation seems to be what's. I mean, look at everybody here is off doing, busily doing their own things. But we don't have a unified front to attract the tourism and the following sales that we need. So I really do think, just from what I'm hearing, that all these factions need to get together, agree on one thing to promote, and go for it.
Right. And just as was said earlier, you know, there's a big surge. Everything happens. And that you said that Lawrence is a great incubator, but there's no mama hen or there's no one
all right.
keeping it all warm.
So we need to get together.
Further incubation, and then we need good, germination.
Then we need good guidance or good leadership or...
Yeah, is that, and I don't know if that comes from... I don't think it'll come from the city of Lawrence.
Isn't the Lawrence Art Commission supposed to be... aren't we supposed to be doing something about that?
We should be, but there's very, very little funding.
Rick Mitchell, Gallery Director for the Lawrence Art Center.
I think that the art center itself could be used more along these lines. It is a nonprofit organization already established with a whole network of things that are already working pretty well. But it could be, there could be a lot more done through the art center.
Such as?
Securing additional space. Not in the building. There isn't any more space in the building. It's fully utilized. But there could be, and I'm just thinking out loud, but if we're talking about acquiring a gallery space, additional space or additional studios, incubator-type things, I think that could be done through the nonprofit art center and established that way. I don't think, you know, I've been thinking a lot about gallery spaces, and I think one of the reasons that the galleries are not, commercial galleries aren't making it is they're trying to pay the property taxes that are due on Massachusetts Street or the side streets, which are onerous. And I don't think the gallery needs to be, I mean, we're talking about tourism, and but we're also talking about developing the artist community. It's really different.
Yes.
You know, it's, I mean, you can set up a gallery that's really geared toward tourists that come in for the things that people come into in Lawrence, and then you're talking about putting things out that you know will sell. I mean, I can tell you what'll sell.
Yeah, it's almost a gimme.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to look at what I sell and project it out. I can tell you what will sell to the tourists. Kansas landscapes. Huh. That's what sells. But if you don't want every gallery in town to be about that, and the artist community really doesn't want to do, can't be limited by that. What we're talking about is developing an artist community that is interesting, that's interesting, that people come because they're interested in what's going on here. Mm-hmm. What gathered us tonight was two commercial galleries decided to go out of business. And but what we're really talking about, maybe because there are a lot of creative people here, is what kind of a creative community do we have?
Mm. Or how to build one.
Or how to build one. And that's, we need people to talk to. We need people to interact with. We need, as an arts community or a community of artists and people interested in arts, we need to have a quality of idea. And I don't think just setting up a commercial gallery that
that's
successful commercially is the whole thing, is the whole subject here.
Artist and Lawrence Arts Commissioner Dave Lowenstein.
I want to see the kind of art that was shown at the Olive in Lawrence, but it may not sell
right
enough to keep the doors open.